A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rose Cast, the number one spoiler-free Bachelor Recap Podcast, hosted by a male, interracial, best friend, duo. For new listeners, I'm your host, Tim Kennedy. With me, as always, Alex Bradford. AB.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of the episode?
Interesting episode, Rim.
Okay. Why is that?
Just a lot of stuff going on. And I don't know what I think about any of it.
Well, that's why we're here, to discuss it. A lot of stuff occurred.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can call this a good episode. I was uninterested in several of the things that occurred.
Well, here's the thing, Rim. You had a lot of, stuff going on with the people that we don't really care that much about, you know?
Yeah.
So one of the three dates was someone we know nothing about except a gimmick that we don't buy.
Yeah.
Then the other drama going on is between two of the lowest tier contestants. So
that's 67% of the show.
Yeah, that's a lot of the show there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the good part of the date was a softcore porno, Rim.
You know, okay. I'm glad you said that, because I actually recorded the music that they played during that portion, and I'm gonna put it in. You won't hear it, but I'm gonna put it in on the episode, and it really is. It's a good song. It's a good. It's the mood is set. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you don't mind. RoseCastES on Twitter, RoseCastPodcast on Instagram. We're in Thailand, Southeast Asia, AB. I gotta think they continue to go to these countries because they're cheap. That's the answer. We know they've been cutting down on the budget.
It's beautiful, though.
This whole hotel resort situation, number one, it looked like what Firefest was supposed to be. Everyone with their own villa.
That's a fact.
One-on-one date card goes to Heather. Let's experience something new. All right, AB, initial impressions as this date got underway?
Hard pass. Not interested. I thought this was going to be a storyline, but I never truly thought she would get a one. Why are we wasting a one-on-one?
It's a waste.
This is a waste.
Legitimate
of
waste.
A one-on-one. We got people out here that deserve them.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Come on. This is a gimmick.
You don't think about it because Cassie got one also on this episode, but Heather got one before Cassie, and that's crazy.
Has Hannah had one?
Hannah G. No.
Hannah G hasn't had one.
No.
Yeah, this is a joke.
It's ludicrous. Ludicrous.
Come on.
It's obvious. I mean, this was so obvious that this was produced. This date only exists because of to feed the kissing storyline.
Absolutely.
Colton definitely would have preferred to go on a date with someone else. Several people he has a better connection with.
Do they have any connection?
No. Heather's not that interesting.
I've never seen them talk.
I hate to say it. Heather's not that interesting of a person. Outside of the kiss thing, tell me something about Heather.
Can't
long
she's,
hair
she's really bad at giving advice. That's about all.
Yeah,
I can
true. I forgot that's been so long since that feud.
Yeah.
I forgot that I called Heather a plant, a complete producer plant.
A mole.
Anyway, they weren't gonna the bottom line is we know what the producers do. They're not going to bring on a girl who's never been kissed to date the Virgin Bachelor and not have her go on a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Anyway, back at the house. Long story short, we weren't looking forward to it.
No.
And I think it was, we were correct. Back at the house. Elise. We always see someone do this, but to have Heather's date be the one that sends you over the edge? I mean, if there's one person who's going to go on a date with Colton that should everyone should feel safe, it's Heather. What do you got on Elise freaking out, AB?
Maybe she's just like, if he's going to be giving out dates to all these girls, like these randoms, he's going to give date one-on-ones to randoms? She probably thought she deserved a second one before Heather got her first one.
That's a reasonable... I think most people would have expected that. Keep in mind, I had Elise very high on my power rankings.
Absolutely.
But to think that you're going to get a second one before Cassie, before Hannah G, you're delusional.
Well, I mean, eventually, someone usually on each season is just like, you know what? Fuck this. I thought I could do this, but I really can't. So I'm just going to leave. Now, it happened to someone we didn't anticipate it happening to, but that's what happened, really.
Especially not at this point.
Not at this point at all.
She says, I just want validation that he and I are on the same page. As long as you recognize that you're not the only page in the book here, your pages are match up, but there's a bunch of other pages. Back on the date. Floating City. I was so bored by this. I Googled it. Little Floating City. It's called Kopanyi. Two words.
Okay.
Notable for being built on stilts by Indonesian fishermen.
Wow.
The population consists of 360 families, or 1,685 people, descending from two seafaring Muslim families from Java. Interesting.
Very interesting.
So, anything else on this date? This
portion, this portion haven't said of the anything. Date. They keep, awkwardly zooming in on Colton's lips. The kiss angle is just through the roof right now.
If we were to power rank kissable, luscious lips.
He's got bad lips. We're Colton guys, and these lips are nothing to zoom in on.
If you combine the genders, everyone on the show this season, he's middling at best, lips-wise. Anyway, you don't realize how much of these dates rely on making out. How much these dates rely on making out, I should say, until they can't make out.
And well, then especially just, when you don't have a thumbs. Connection, when the two people don't have any connection. They have nothing to talk about the entire time.
No, they're just describing the landscape and agreeing.
That's when you know it's going to be a bad date, when they're like, whoa, you see those mountains over there? Yeah. Pretty blue water down there. That's when you know it's a bad date.
Back at the house, group date card. Heavy hitters. Demi, Caitlin, Hannah B, Sydney, Tayshia, Kerpa, Onyeka, Nicole, Hannah G, Elise. Katie wasn't mentioned, by the way, but she was there also.
Interesting.
Elise is losing her mind. I just don't understand how she can be surprised by this. Cassie is the one who's getting the one-on-one.
Yeah.
There's just no more deserving one-on-one person, so to think that you would get a second one before that is lunacy.
Incredible.
All right, let's talk about the date. The only interesting portion of the date, if you want to call it that, if the bar's low enough. What do you got on the nighttime, dinner time discussion?
Interesting story from Heather, okay, Rem? She says she dated a little in high school. Nothing really came out of it. Then, in college, she dated someone long-term, a very long-term relationship. And she said, don't you hate when girls are like, the perfect guy? But then they aren't perfect because you're not feeling them.
Yeah, there's no other explanation. She's just not feeling it. That's it.
Yeah, there's no, he's perfect. He's nice, everything, but I just wasn't feeling it. So we dated for 8 months, and then I told him that I couldn't do it anymore.
Colton says he's mildly concerned about the moment they're obviously going to have this episode. He's like, listen, in an hour, we got a kiss. So I just want you to, I want to see if that's okay with you. He says he doesn't want to waste her time. The GOAT Bachelor, leading by example. Once again, he basically said, hey, if we kiss, are you going to feel like I have to keep you until the end? You're not going to be like that, are you? And she's like, no, literally, I'll kiss anyone. I just want to kiss somebody.
I mean, the stories just don't completely match up for me. If what we've been told is accurate, You dated someone for 8 months, and now you're here on this dating show, ready to kiss right away, before you've really had any conversations with the guy. So what are we doing here?
It's maybe her attitude's changed.
Sure.
But, or maybe it's just not true. It's just the easiest thing to believe is that it's not true. But let's pretend it's true for the sake of,
okay,
because we're men of integrity. Recap, Bachelor recap, men of integrity, the rose cast. When Colton gave her the rose, which I was, number one, I was kind of surprised he gave her the rose. I thought he was going to be like, listen, I'm not going to.
Not going to kiss
you. I don't think you're going to win. I'm not probably not going to pick you, so I'm not going to lead you on with this rose. He gave her the rose. That's when I knew, okay.
They're kissing.
They're kissing. And that's when I knew Colton is just doing the Bachelor's bidding at this point. He's doing the producer's bidding, excuse me. Which is, you know, you can say it's disingenuous. I say, what a good Bachelor to fall on the sword here. Anyway, obvious fireworks coming. Let's just get
obvious
this.
Obvious fireworks situation here.
Are they going to walk around in the dark? No. You need the firework, and you can't kiss before the fireworks come on. Listen, we've seen this game. There's not enough light if you kiss before the fireworks go, so you have to wait till the fireworks. They kiss. Believe it or not, AB, I ran the tape back on this one. As a skeptical, I'm not sure if I buy her story guy. Looked at the all 22, the slow-mo.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm torn as to whether or not I think this was all a ruse. The two things that make me think she was telling the truth were her initial excitement when he went in, and this is bad radio, but she goes oh yeah, here we go. Like she was jacked up when he leaned in and gasped, and then mid-kiss.
The giggle.
She was like, giggle. Oh.
Yeah, the giggle sold me.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Or I 100% believe Heather had never kissed someone after watching the kiss because of that giggle. Whoa.
And it was in the dark, so you couldn't be like, there was no obvious like, oh, she's never done this before on video. So I think I'm probably, the giggle really I'm probably leaning towards it being true.
I'm sold.
But anyway, like we both said, no indication that Colton actually likes her at all. No. Maybe in the moment you're watching it and you're like, oh, you know, maybe, no. When you compare it to other time he spent with Cassie and Hannah and Hannah, it's not the same. It's just not the same.
It'll be interesting where they go from here. Don't you think?
Send her home. Next ceremony.
I don't feel like you can't right now. Like, this is a pretty big deal, sharing this first kiss, right? And the fact that he didn't send her home before the kiss makes me think he's got to keep her for a while.
I think he does, too. And I think he will. It's not hometown situations. But,
well, no.
But like you said last week, man, if you go on a bungee jump, like, you're connected for life.
Yeah.
You should see you have a first kiss with somebody in this scenario. Keep her on a while. Mm-hmm. Back at the house. Anything else on that date?
Nope.
Bad date. Boring. I was bored for almost all of this date, except for the kiss when she giggled. That almost made it worth it. But in general, boring date.
The giggle was changed everything. The giggle changed everything. I don't know what else to tell you.
She goes, you could tell she wanted to talk about it while it was happening. She's like, oh my God, it's happening.
Are you a Heather fan? My wife dislikes Heather.
I guess
I'm indifferent.
I don't like to, we're two guys who recap The Bachelor, so I don't like to rip.
I don't either.
It's a bad look when you're like, oh, she's terrible. You know what I mean? But yeah. I'm not my cup of tea. I was not impressed with the date. She didn't seem to have much to offer. It just seemed like she was pretending to be what she thought Colton wanted in a girl, which apparently was like not much meat on the conversation bone.
Sure.
Overly excited about everything. It was a little too much. It just didn't seem real. I wasn't a Heather fan. No. Back at the house. Elise is gutted, AB. She's crying when Heather comes back. Before Heather comes back, the other girls think that she's not coming back tonight, which is just, of all the ludicrous groupthink assumptions, to think the girl who hasn't been kissed is spending the night with Colton is the dumbest. I don't think, stay woke, AB, I don't think Heather actually told everyone that they kissed.
You think it was some editing?
I think it was some editing. It sounded a little different, and the reaction was subdued.
You think there should have been some hooting and hollering when she came back?
There should have been hooting and hollering. Yeah.
Sure.
It should have been the main storyline of her coming back. They should have, like, if she really told everybody, everybody would have been like standing up, like going crazy. Unless not everybody knew, which is possible.
Yeah.
Or nobody believes her, which is probably possible. Nobody believes that her story.
Okay, sure. You got to kiss.
Anyway, just something I noticed. She goes, and he kissed me, and everyone's like, oh. Like, that was it. I'm like, really? This seems like a bigger deal.
Wow.
Anyway, what'd you think of Elise putting on the damn Ritz when everyone else is in their sweats?
Was she wearing a dress? Nightgown? What was that?
It reminded me of, I hope I get the year right, maybe like the 99 MTV Video Music Awards when Britney wore that thing that was basically see-through. You know, that like gold lace
thing? Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
13-year-old Rim and AB, and she had the python going on. It reminded me like that style, only just a little more flowy, not as skin tight. Yeah, it was a dress.
Okay.
And it was like a make him miss me dress. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my opinion is that you put that dress on, your mind's made up. Her mind's made. She knows what she's doing regardless of what he says with that dress.
That's your big moment dress.
You're not coming back once you put that on. Which, my opinion of Elise changed a little bit here because she didn't even say goodbye to anyone. And on top of the fact that she was acting unreasonably, I think. But what do you got on the one-on-one time with Colton?
Elise walks to the crib. Always a bold move. But usually I like it. Usually it's not for this though, right? It's not to leave. She was going there to say goodbye, basically, to Colton. There was nothing that was going to change her mind. Usually you just don't see that.
You're right. I'm thinking of maybe Chris with Becca. Usually they're doing it to try to like stand out or get attention. And it seems producer driven, like go stir this shit up, or maybe you should make a last ditch attempt. This was like, she went over there to
Let me know where this motherfucker's at. I got some stuff I need to tell him.
And it was, I don't know. I thought it was, I don't really get her logic. She obviously was going to go regardless.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like she went over there wanting some sort of, like she wanted him to end the game or something and pick her right then and there so she didn't have to deal with everybody else. It's just, it's unreasonable. There's 15 people left. This is something you do when there's 3 or 5 people left, not 15.
It was early for this type of conversation. She talks about how she doesn't know how to compete with everyone. Okay, well.
Shouldn't have come on the show.
That's what the show is. And she said she can't accept a proposal. She doesn't know if she'd be able to accept a proposal, which is, it's way too early to even be concerned about that. Like, you aren't sure you can accept a proposal, but you've only had one date. Like, maybe that would change.
Yep.
Colton's even like you don't need to do this.
Even if it's late in the game and you're worried that you can't accept a proposal, just say that. Get on the same page as person. You don't have to leave.
He could make his decision.
He could still choose you if it's working out and you both like each other a lot, which he claims they do. It all seemed completely unnecessary to me. Completely. She even says there's nothing off between them. She was hoping he would say, it's fine, I have better connections with other people, I don't want to lead you on, and like send her home, but he didn't do that. He was like,
What's going on here?
What are you doing?
What's going on? We shared an awesome date.
I don't know. To me, it seemed like Elise like ran out of PTO or something. She had to be back on Monday.
I got to get back.
Yeah. I just have no sympathy for this move at this point in the game. Hit the road. That's what I was saying during this drawn out court conversation. I was like, all right, leave. Just leave.
I hear ya. And I thought she was a bachelorette contestant. Like, you ruined
contender.
That too.
Yeah.
Contender. Yeah.
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
Not a chance. She's not going to be on anything anymore.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't want to go through all the things she said that confused me, but it just seemed weird. It seemed like they were talking around each other that she was saying these things and Colton was just like, okay, I mean, I like you. You don't have to leave. She was like, I have to go. And it's like, all right, well then go. Like, do what you're going to do. I don't care. Her logic, her logic might have been sound in her head, but I just have no patience this conversation at this point.
The way I took it is she doesn't want to do this anymore, which is completely fine. But she's talking around it. Just say that. Like, I don't think this competition's for me.
Exactly.
And then leave.
Just,
And then
exactly.
leave. Like, that's obviously what this was. It had to be. You just don't like all, you don't like your boyfriend dating all these people. And that's fine. You should have known that before, maybe, but maybe it hit you harder once you got there. And that's fine, but just leave.
That's entirely fine. There's
it's reasonable.
It's logical, but there's somebody this happens with every season almost.
Yeah.
But to act like, I don't know, it just seemed a little too drawn out for me. You put on the dress, just, you don't have to put on the dress for this speech. Just go. And what was even, what made it, I was even more puzzled at the end when she was like, to the camera, she said, I made a huge mistake. I really regret doing this. I'm so pissed at her myself. She was crying.
You still don't need to leave.
Exactly. There's no, in fact, I'm sure the producers would prefer you didn't come back or something. Yeah. I don't know. I think she said those things to hedge a little bit and set herself up for at least a possible BIP.
Okay.
Because you can't denigrate the concept of the show and then come back to it. You know,
do you
I mean?
Think there's any chance she will show back up this season?
No, we always say that. I feel like it hasn't happened since I've been watching.
Okay.
And she's not, I mean, she's not Cassie. I'll put it that way. Like right now, you know, she's a 5-6 range B, second tier contender. You come back, it's like all
fifth
right.
or sixth place you're talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
She comes back, it's like, all right, you're just going back home again. It's not.
Sure.
It's not come back to save the day. All right, AB, anything else on that?
I don't think so.
I feel like we did a bad job discussing it. But that's just how, if you're confused after listening to us discuss it, that's how we were watching it, confused.
The fastest way I can break it down is she showed up in a dress and she talked around that she didn't want to be there. Colton was very blindsided and confused, and that's how it ended, and then she left.
Yep.
None of us know why exactly this happened, because of nothing happened in particular that would have set her off. It just kind of, out of nowhere.
All right. Group date, daytime. Jungle Fever, AB, in more ways than one. Think on that, folks. Listen, what'd you think of this date? The concept of the date.
Pass, hard pass.
What? Well, no. Not what you, if you would do it. What, like, for the show, entertainment purposes.
Oh, A plus. Okay, that's what I'm asking. Idea. Let's get these girls and Colton into the jungle, pretty boy Colton into the jungle.
Yes.
And get their hands dirty.
You know, I like dates that have some element of stress. Put some people, put the stress and not fake stress. Like, all right, we got it. I like teamwork. Yeah. I like, all right, let's, how are we going to get through this?
Like not that couple years ago when someone took the group to like a hog farm and they just shoveled hog poop.
That's
remember
right.
That?
Yes, that was Nick Vile up in Wisconsin. The teamwork aspect gives you a little insight into the contestants' personalities, AB. For example, what did we learn about Tayshia here? She's a leader.
She's in it for herself. She's not a part of a team here.
She's an assertive leader is a good way to spin okay, it. Okay,
sure.
She's delegating.
She's cutthroat.
Yeah, that's delegating. What she is. Yeah, you maybe you could compare her to Velda Plender. I don't know. what did we learn about Hannah B and Demi?
They'll take the easy way out, Rim.
Yeah, when the going gets tough, yeah. They go shopping.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe more of a Phyllis Neffler type. Okay. I lost some respect for Colton, AB. I will say that. But when he pretended to swallow the grub, the little bug. That's what we call that a Murph, where I'm from. Unacceptable behavior to do that. What do you got on the gross part of the date?
Couldn't stand anything that they were doing, Rim. One of the girls stuck her hand into a blind hole and pulled out an eel. Can you think of something you do less?
No.
I'm not sticking my hand in that hole. No chance.
No chance.
An eel? And what about one of them had a scorpion on their hand. Am I crazy to think scorpions sting and kill you?
For sure. I was under the impression that eels lived in water. I did not know. I wasn't looking that close, but to stick her hand down a hole in the ground and come out with an eel.
A big eel.
Repulsive. Hannah B ate a bug.
Yep.
Willingly. There wasn't like a thing anyone was going to do. She just popped it in to try to get some attention, and it worked.
It worked.
Colton was completely emasculated by all these badass things they were doing, and he was scared to eat the bug. Not a good look. What do you got on the team portion when they did break up?
The girls split up. They're going to have to find food and water in the jungle after a quick course. Tasia's group has Colton in it, okay? Follow me here, Rim.
Keep that in mind.
She tells the other two girls, I think are Katie and Nicole. She's like, you two go find some food. Me and Colton are going to go get the water.
They did some teamwork stuff first, though. It wasn't just like, you bitches get out of here. It was, they all work together, yeah.
She tells them to go that way, we're going to go this way. They then walk 5 feet down the road and yeah, start making out in front of them.
I loved
it. Big time power move. If you're Nicole or Katie, you say no. Let's all stick together. We're not splitting up. I'm not going this way with just Nicole and you're getting Colton by yourself. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll go with you two, actually.
I thought it was a brilliant.
It was.
Move. Nothing makes a guy feel more special than when a secret makeout during a group date. That's a fact.
I agree. Mm.
Demi's team picked up burgers. They be lost respect. I didn't lose respect for Demi. This is a Demi move. I liked it. It was funny.
I thought it was funny.
I lost respect for Colton for encouraging that behavior. If I was the Bachelor and one of the teams did that, I would slap the burgers out of their hands. Unacceptable tactic to leave. I don't care if we're right by, a busy street. Play the game by the rules. Okay. You're not getting rewarded for that. What did you think?
I did think it was a little strange that he played along with it.
Embarrassing.
The other girls are there like eating grub and worms. And they're there sipping champagne and eating cheeseburgers. Not fair.
Pathetic. Group date, nighttime. The Tayshia move paid off. Huge, major ROI. On Tayshia's move, AB. You can call her cutthroat if you want. It worked big time. They had a little moment on the beach. I don't know. Where are you moving Tayshia up?
I gotta move her up. This episode, she did exactly what you need to do when you don't get a one-on-one to stand out from the crowd. Like, she was the big winner out of all these heavy hitters on this date. You had a lot of contenders out there, Rim, and she's the one who stood out.
If you can pull enough moves so that they can cut up B-roll and make it look like on the preview that you got a second one-on-one.
Yeah.
Back-to-back episodes, which is what it looked like, because she had the date. She was making out in the forest, and then she's making out on the beach. No other contestants in sight. That's a successful non-one-on-one week.
Absolutely.
Hannah B. gets some one-on-one time. Hannah B. claims that if there was a zombie apocalypse, there's something in me that could fight. She went to the grocery store, AB. Why didn't Colton bring up that she cheated in the survival challenge? And if there's a zombie apocalypse, she'd be dead in moments. You didn't even notice that.
No, I did. I believed her.
Oh, yeah, sure. what do you got on her? What do you got on the rest of this one-on-one time?
Share a real nice moment, Rim. Is Hannah a contender?
You tell me.
Yes. He seems to like her. And she does pull out all the stops. I mean, she went to the grocery store, but she also ate a huge bug.
Hannah B. says, I'm falling in love with you. Do you buy it? And do you think Colt? It just fell flat. It seemed like it fell flat.
You forget that she got the early one-on-one. She's been through Hannah B. apologist here.
Which was a disaster.
Yeah, but it ended okay. And then she's been through a lot with Colton Rim.
All right. Is that your best spin zone you can give on this?
She's been through a lot, and now she has strong feelings for him.
All right. I don't buy it.
You don't think she's in love or fallen in love?
No.
Okay.
No. I think Hannah B. has a manual for success, how to be a successful Bachelor contestant, and I think she's checking the boxes right now.
That's fair. She's had two pretty good episodes in a row, okay? Do you think she's making her way back into the conversation at all? Maybe not there yet.
Yes, for sure. But I don't think... I think she's definitely like still a hometown contender, whereas earlier in the season, I called it a lock, I think.
Yeah.
She's not there yet. Let's go to one of the dumber... Can you just tell in my tone of voice that most of this episode had me rolling my eyes a little bit?
I hear
you. You know, the Heather date was like, oh, come on with this. I mean, I don't know. I say it almost every episode. I like to believe there's some shred of authenticity into what's happening on screen. Yep. The Heather date was completely, it was bullshit fabrication.
Yep.
The Onyeka and Nicole feud, maybe I'm just suffering from, long-term, whatever, short-term memory loss here. I can't think of a dumber conflict a more unnecessary conflict in recent memory.
Yeah.
Would you care to explain the conceit behind this feud?
Onyeka is talking to the camera, and she pulls aside a couple people and is like, right before Elise left, she told me that Nicole said she just is here to get out of Miami.
That's her big reveal to Colton.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, everyone here has an ulterior motive. In getting out of Miami, maybe it could mean anything.
Yeah.
Did she just mean, like, travel for this show? It's an awesome experience? Like, it could mean anything. I don't even know where to put this. But anyways, she's talking to Demi, I think. And Demi's like, yeah, you need to tell Colton. Obviously, Demi's going to say that. Obviously, yep, Demi, the villain, is like, yeah, if you don't want to say it, I'll say it. And then Onyeka's like, no, I'll handle this. And then Onyeka pulls aside Colton, and she tells him exactly that Nicole's here for the wrong reasons. She wants to leave Miami. I don't know why. Number one, I don't know why you're telling on a non-contender to begin with. What do we even do? Like,
you're punching down. You're punching down.
Yeah.
When you do
what's
that.
The point? Like, yeah. She's probably, if you look at it, big picture here, she's probably going home this week or next week, anyways. So, yep. Why? It's not like you're saving Colton from, you know, putting a bad choice into hometowns or something. Like, Nicole is actually not a real contender here.
It's not, you're not eliminating competition for you
exactly.
Personally. Like, so, it's not, you're not getting rid of a big
You're
dog.
Not saving him either. It's just a bizarre, bizarre move. Anyways, Colton, one of the best bachelors of all time, goes right to the source like he always does. Like, all right, let's figure this out. I'm sick of this. Pulls Nicole aside. He tells her what Onyeka said. She's like, no, that basically that didn't happen, which has been what's happened on most of the fights this season is just complete opposite. And you never know what's actually said. Anyways, Onyeka, at that point, they go back to the girls talking around the fire. And Tayshia is like, no, I was there for that conversation. It didn't happen.
That's not what she said at all.
That's not what Nicole said. She didn't say it like that. She wanted to use this to get out of Miami for fame or any other reasons. That's not what the conversation was like. Instead of Onyeka squashing it right then and being like, okay, let me go talk to Colton. I'll clear this out. She digs into this, which she didn't hear to begin with. Let me reiterate. Elise told
hearsay.
Elise was no longer there and cannot
vouch for anything.
She can't vouch for
this
story.
Up.
She can't back the story up at all. She's no longer there. Onyeka digs into this story and will not apologize for basically ruining Nicole's chances and her night.
Beautiful retelling. All
Thank
facts.
You. All
a
facts.
Couple things. A couple things that. On a couple of minor things, Onyeka tells Colton, number one, that Elise was my best friend in the house, which is just patently untrue. No one thinks that. there's no there's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Nope.
Number two, Onyeka said, I thought I should confront Nicole, but at the end of the day, I'm not here for Nicole. She was going to confront Nicole, and the producers were like, no, you should just go straight to Colton on this one. That's the best way to do it. You're here for Colton, remember? And that's got in her head, and that's what she did. This, to me, the entire basis of this scandal is absurd. Of all the top 1,000 wrong reasons to go on this show, wanting to leave your hometown doesn't even crack the top 1,000 of
no,
most scandalous
not.
Reasons. It's a perfectly understandable. And like you said, whether she just wanted to travel, or whether she wanted to pursue a relationship with someone who lives elsewhere, completely
I mean,
fine.
Isn't it more reasonable? Like, aren't all of these girls really here for the experience? Like, you aren't actually going on. Who is actually going on and being like, I want to marry Colton? Like, that's your number one goal.
Cassie,
okay.
If you go back and look at her introduction video, she's like, I'm here for Colton. I'm so glad it's Colton.
But do you think, I mean.
I know, I get your point.
You know
though.
What I'm
I
saying?
Get your point. Yeah, yeah.
Like your number one reason, if I was single and going on The Bachelorette, I think I'd be doing it for an experience. And like, if I happen to fall in love out of that, that'd be great. Like I'm not there for the wrong, I don't think going there for an experience is wrong reasons.
And there's more than one reason everyone goes on the show. No one is like, I'll put up with the free nights in the 5-star hotels in Singapore to pursue. Like, you know what I mean? There's multiple good reasons to go on the show. I'd go so far as to say, like, leaving Miami, whether or not that's what Nicole wants to do, is a good reason for going on. That's a wholesome reason for wanting to go on the show.
Absolutely.
And when Onyeka dug in, I haven't liked Onyeka from the jump, but when she dug in, I was just like, get her out of here now. I like a good villain. I like a good, funny, engaging, clever villain. This whole argument was so dumbed down that I was like, it was insulting to our intelligence as viewers for us to try and get us to buy into this nonsense. Here are a couple of quotes from Onyeka that are just out of this world. Onyeka, I have never in my life been called a bully. Less than 20 seconds later, I can say some things to tear you down. Onyeka, I would never in a million years call anyone mentally unstable, ever. Also Onyeka, Nicole is literally a psycho.
Okay.
Onyeka, I'm not spreading rumors. I'm literally telling him something that I was told, which is the dictionary definition of a rumor. You have no evidence for this. Crazy. I think Onyeka wants to be on Demi's level, and she's not even close. I think they both knew that they're not going to win. And I think she did this to get some time. I think she did this maybe to thinking that she could eliminate Nicole, because Demi's 2-for-2 on getting people eliminated that she wants eliminated. And I also think she wants to be on Bachelor in Paradise, and I can almost guarantee she will, and I'm not looking forward to it. So,
okay.
Anything else? Colton gave Hannah B the rose.
No, big rose.
Not insignificant rose. It was kind of glossed over.
A lot of people there.
Group
date. Hannah G was there.
Yep. She said, I'm falling in love with you. I mean, on any other group date, that would have been the focus, but...
Mm-hmm.
Cassie, one-on-one date. Daytime. A real storyline I can get behind. They take a boat out to a tiny... If you want to call it an island... I guess you can. I think it was probably some clever camera trick. There was no life on the island. There's no shrubbery on the island. It was a plot of sand in the water. And that's kind of it. That's the whole daytime date. They just cackling in chemistry, no doubt, but they just go to this island and they make out. What do you got on this?
Yeah, they rode on a boat and made out, and then they went to a private... I wouldn't want that island, personally.
Why is that?
Just too small, nothing there. What are you going to do on that island? Private island.
There's no adventures to be had. I mean, you might as well have dropped him off in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, it was just the tiniest plot of just sand. I don't know.
It was not that romantic. Didn't help that it wasn't even sunny out. The Ben and Olivia and I forgot who else island on that famous 2-on-1 date. That had something that was big. That was a legit island. This was not. Not everyone likes that we have a favorable of opinion of Colton now, AB, but if there's one bad thing he does, it's show his cards. He is so blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
About, I think at this point he would probably tell Cassie that he loves her if he weren't on the show. I agree. Too obvious.
His hands are all over the place. Rem, I was watching the hands. I think someone in the rose bag messaged us last week or 2 weeks ago about watching for his hand. So I've been watching him closely. They were fine up until this Cassie part. And whoa, his hands are all over her backside, Rim.
Listen, okay. He was going to go for a full.
Keep it up, please.
He was going to go for a full double cup situation.
I agree.
And you could tell he wanted to. Maybe people are listening with their kids in the van. You could tell he wanted to go all in. Okay. You could tell he wanted to do something and then he couldn't because the cameras were right there. So he kind of, and I'll do it for the camera for you right here. So he has hands like this, AB, and then he kind of like clenched his fists and raised them up a little bit. He's like, damn it. You know what I mean? He
couldn't help himself.
He couldn't help himself. And also, keep in mind, there's 15 people left. This is crazy behavior. Yeah, yep. Again, this
too
is
much.
This is like final three post hometowns behavior.
The hands were too much.
I wasn't offended by it. It's just too obvious. It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much, Rim.
All right. No,
your parents are going to see this.
Mr. Dad.
Keep your hands up, please.
All right. Back at the house. Everyone is talking about what we're talking about, which is how Colton loves Cassie, yeah. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Apparently, it's just a known fact. Like, I don't even know why. They're not even upset about it. They're just like, no, Cassie, I think's going to win. I think he likes her the best. So
they are resigned to the fact that there's nothing they
everyone,
can do.
Everyone, even like Hannah G's sitting there like, yeah.
Ooh, shit, I'm in trouble.
I don't think we got a real shot here.
And they're all, it's funny because they're all talking about it independently at different parts of the room. Everyone's like, can we say it now? Can we say it now that they're gone? He loves Cassie. It's crazy.
It's clear. Even some of them are like, you can tell in the group dates, like he pulls her aside way more than everyone else. I mean, isn't she the top? She's got to be your top. We'll wait till the end of the episode to find out. But
stay tuned for the power rankings.
Wow.
Let's go back on the date. I'm going to put the music in here. You can't hear it, AB, but I'm going to put the music in. Pretend it's on.
Okay.
Try to contain yourself. Cassie and Colton making out in the ocean. Literally, no words were spoken. The only words during this portion of the date were spoken individually to the cameras when they, on the, you know, they had
they
a couple moments.
They came up for air,
they
Rim.
Came up for air. That's where I was going. And they were like, whoa, this is, that's basically, that was their interviews. They were like, did not expect this, wiping the sweat off their brow, like, whoa. I mean, it's something. It's something just to see.
Just a 2 to 3 hour heavy makeout session in the ocean. That's what this date was. I don't know what else to tell you about it.
I was on Instagram this morning waiting for AB because he was late. And Cassie's Instagram caption was she had a picture of the date. And I think Colton was probably carrying her. And her caption was like, you know, we did more than just make out. I promise. Winky face. Yeah, like, yeah, right. There's no way you guys did anything except make out. How could you?
There wasn't anything else to do, to be fair. I mean, I guess you could have talked, but there wasn't like activities set up. Usually they have some stuff set up, maybe whether it's a, you know, a beach hot tub or something.
They didn't even have a fucking towel for
them. They didn't have a damn picnic, Rim. They had nothing set up. It was just sand.
Yep. When Tayshia and Colton were on the beach in Singapore, they had like picnic baskets and like a towel and some champagne. They just were like, all right, here you go. Dropped them off. The boat guy left. They're abandoned. Anyway, let's go to the nighttime portion of the date. AB, do you know where the nighttime portion of this date was?
No.
It was at Colton's suite at the resort.
Oh, is that where? Okay.
What do you mean? Come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's absurd.
That's ridiculous that they would allow that or set that up. He's like, you know, this is my place, right? And she's like, yeah. What are we doing?
Why?
Mid-season, having nighttime portions of dates
hometown.
at his place.
Or not hometowns, fantasy suite. This is a fantasy
Basically
suite situation.
A fantasy suite.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Anyway, Cassie's big discussion topic that she wants to, you know, if they're going to talk, they need 2 minutes of them talking, so they got to talk about something. Cassie's big discussion topic is that she's not a virgin and that her extended family might be upset. Now, Cassie says, I hope Colton's okay with this. Obviously, he's okay with this. He knows the situation with the show and he's not just here to pick the virgin.
Exactly.
I was looking forward to seeing them connect, AB. About something that is like will affect their day-to-day lives as a potential couple. Instead, it was just a quick little like, hey, I like you. And then he's like, I don't judge. And then they make out. Do you got anything on this?
No. It was. There's not much to talk about with this date. Nighttime really or daytime. They didn't get into much. They didn't say anything.
They got in the bed is where they got
it. Yeah, that's where they went.
Anyway, I mean, they're fully clothed, but to be under the covers in bed in his place of residence for the week.
Under the covers is unacceptable, Rim, at this point
in the season.
I think so. I don't want to sound like a prude here, but that is no. Unacceptable behavior for this late or this early in the season.
Have some decorum and have some respect for your friends. Yes.
And apparently it was really late too. They did like a cut back to the house and they're like, date must be going good. It's really late.
Put the
She's
coffee
not back
on.
Yet.
I don't know. It's just, it didn't sit right with me. I mean, again, not that we're not prudes about it, but it's like it's so fucking obvious that Cassie is there's no chance that Cassie goes home before the final two. None.
There's zero chance.
Zero. So
I would say there's no chance she doesn't win
at this point.
After
it
this
looks
episode,
really difficult.
Unless stuff happens that we haven't seen yet. Based on what I've seen, I can't imagine someone else winning. I really can't. He seems to like her way more than everyone else. Even
The girls he really likes.
Yeah, the ones he really likes. He seems to be up another level with her. And that could all change. Who knows?
I mean, we say that because we want people to keep listening to the podcast mostly. But we're not saying they have the best connection.
No.
Because they don't. They don't fucking talk.
No,
I think
don't know
he's got
anything.
A better connection with Hannah G. Well, not even Hannah G. He didn't even talk to maybe Tayshia or at least Hannah B. Other people he's done a lot of talking with about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can possibly put anyone ahead of Cassie at this point, and it's really difficult to see anybody surpassing her anytime soon.
I agree.
Vince Carter gif.
It's over.
It's over. He says to her, I'm crazy about you.
Wow. Really early for
that. And then he says, yeah, and then he says to the camera.
This is their first date.
Listen.
Can you think of two, you know, polar opposite dates? We had Heather and Cassie. Heather, there's no connection. They share like a small smooch, and that was it. Cassie, they're just making out for 8 hours. He's saying he's crazy about her. He didn't say anything. He didn't even tell Heather he liked her.
All roses are not created equal.
Yeah.
Colton says he finishes off the date with, my gut, my heart is telling me to just go all in. Which is code for end the show. There's no reason to keep doing this. I hope she doesn't win just because I want there to be some tension going through the rest of the show. I want there to be question about who's going to win.
Sure.
But right now, February 5th, 2019, it's hard to see any other outcome.
I agree.
It's really hard. We didn't even have this with Rachel and Brian. We knew that was inevitable coming down to it, but I don't know. Anyway, I hope we're not ruining it for everyone by making this seem like it's such a one. It's a one horse race at this point. If she can make it to the finish line, I think she's probably going to win. She doesn't pull up lame. A little horse racing analogy. That's what you come here for.
Sure.
Cocktail party. What do you got on this, AB?
Tayshia standing out again, Rim. Steals him aside for the, you know, it's the moment of the cocktail party. And best moment, at least.
Yeah.
She does the floating lanterns. That's everyone's dream to do.
Now, what do you mean everyone's dream? Those are like $1.50. Why
everyone's
are people acting like
dream.
They're so difficult? I've done those 100 times.
You've never done one of those, Rim.
Absolutely, I have. Absolutely. I've done those so many times.
I lost count.
Yes. It's just fucking paper. No, I've never been to Thailand, but I've done them. You just light them off and they go up in there. It's no big deal.
No, everyone's dream.
Please.
This
is ridiculous.
I think it's in a couple things. It's been in a couple shows. It's in like Rapunzel, the Tangled movie.
It's
in there.
It's a thing that people do. You can go to Dollar General and get them.
You can't just do it in the city, Rim.
You sure as shit can. Although I do have a story.
You can't just set a flaming bag into a neighborhood.
It floats up into the sky. It floats. I've set off those flaming bags in Iowa neighborhoods multiple times. It's no big deal.
You've probably been responsible for 5 or 6 burnt down houses.
They go out before they. Now, if it comes down somehow and it gets caught in a tree. We got a situation, but it doesn't. I mean, when I think of things I on my bucket list, I don't think of $1.50 bags that you light on fire.
Listen, me and all the girls on this show, they're all like, whoa, I really wanted to do that. And I had the same thought. I'm like, I really, really want to do that one time.
You could do that in your neighborhood. It'd be no problem. It would be no problem. Neighbors would just come out and be like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then you go back in. People set off fucking fireworks in neighborhoods, AB. That's way more dangerous. Anyway, Tayshia's going for it. She's not twiddling her thumbs. She's waiting not, around.
You know, I didn't get a date, but I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to stand out.
She's making it happen. And I appreciate it. She's.
I do too.
I mean, she sees what Cassie's doing and she's trying, I don't know, she's trying to make it exciting for the viewers at home. We got a couple one-on-one times before the Nicole and Onyeka nonsense. I'm going to run through them. If you got something to say, butt in. Demi one-on-one time. I think this flame is kind of petering out a little bit. As we expected, they don't really have an actual connection. Demi's job is to kind of push the limits with him, but not necessarily fall in love. And I think she's serving that purpose for the most part. I don't think she's a real contender.
She's had a couple episodes in a row where even she's not really even the villain. She's just kind of in the background doing nothing.
She's got some funny. She's still funny.
She's funny.
But she's not. Yeah, running the show.
She's not being the villain right now, and she's also not really pushing forward her relationship.
Yep.
So
just hanging out, having a good time.
Yep.
Kirpa one-on-one time. Floss. Disgusting. You got anything on that?
Very weird.
I know she's like a dental hygienist or something. Kirpa seems entirely too normal to get screen time. There's always people who are just normal-ass people.
Yep. She hasn't had any either, so.
No. Hannah G one-on-one time. My big takeaway here, you can see on Colton's face that he feels guilty about bumping Hannah G down a spot in his power rankings. And he's looking at Hannah G like, oh God, I'm going to have to break up with her at some point.
It's going to be bad when I have to break up with her.
All right. Nicole one-on-one time. Do you have anything on this?
This seemed like a written down speech to me, Rim. Would you agree? This was she had this written down from the day. She memorized it. This was not from the heart.
No. she was putting on a show a little bit.
Yep.
Colton has no interest in this conflict, just like the viewers. And I have here, she's overacting. Like, when she pretended like it was the most serious thing that has ever happened to her, I mean, it's already been debunked by a trustworthy source in Tayshia. And also, Nicole has this way of talking where it seems like she's on the verge of tears, but she never cries.
Well, the other girls in the house have made comments that she cries a lot, so
that's
maybe
fine.
She's the emotional one in the house.
Hey, that's
nothing wrong with that, though.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Her big reveal, she goes, before the cocktail party, she says, I have to talk to Colton about the most important thing we've ever talked about. Her big reveal is that Onyeka's been bullying her the whole time. I thought it was like, I know something about somebody else, or I've been dating Jason Tardik this whole time. Something that'll get you go, whoa. But it was just like, a nothing burger.
This feud, I could not care less about.
It sucks. It sucks that we even have to talk about it.
Were both of these girls not going home this episode, probably? Next at the max.
At the max, they were going home next.
Like one of them was for sure going home.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder if this feud was an attempt by Onyeka. She saw the writing on the wall. We're both probably going home. If
two
I can
one?
Make her look really bad, then maybe they'll either keep us around for a two-on-one, good point, or he'll just send like the loser of the feud home and keep the winner of the feud.
Sure.
Colton pulls Onyeka aside after Nicole says that. When Colton says, hey, Nicole feels like a bully, Onyeka makes these faces that only a mean bully would make. She's like, she rolls her eyes, she sighs, she has these fake, exaggerated, surprise faces. She's going, it's all lies. It's just absurd. By the way, all those quotes I said from Onyeka earlier actually occurred here.
Okay,
They did not occur during the group date. They occurred at the cocktail party. I apologize. Anyway, they talk. Okay. Major apology from me, AB. I had this all wrong in my head. My notes are correct. My head is wrong. This is when they talked. And Colton came over.
Yeah, yep.
It was just, the situations were so similar.
Yeah, I just thought we were going with the whole thing and getting it over with. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Anyway, just a bunch of crosstalk. I feel bad about that. I really do. I pride myself on keeping a running tight ship here, and I really blew that. I really blew that. Luckily, I don't care, because this is a bad feud that I don't care about. So let's be done with it. AB, are you upset about the to be continued?
I don't know where they're going with this. Like, I assume it's a 2-on-1. I feel like it's got to be. Is he going to keep them? Is he going to keep both these girls and they're going to be on a 2-on-1? Is that what's going to happen next episode?
That's really hard for me to believe. I wouldn't mind a 2-on-1 from him, because there's an actual hatred there, but it's hard for me to think they're both getting roses before then.
Isn't it funny that Onyeka getting false information from someone else turned into probably Nicole falsifying some information about Onyeka? It was all just a lie. Like, we didn't see anything about Onyeka bullying anybody either. Like, this all seems made up.
I agree.
Right?
Nicole could have come out on the other side of this looking really good.
Yeah.
And instead, she just got completely mixed up in the mud, and they're
absolutely
both done for it. They're
absolutely
both done for it. I just can't get over the fact that I messed this all up. Anyway, do you think this... Chris Harrison implied that this situation would result in the fence jump. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
He's not jumping any fences over this.
No, it's ridiculous. I'm surprised he even went off to the side. I figured if it were me, I'd have just walked away from them fighting and just gone back to Katie and maybe moved somewhere else down the beach.
Let's move where we don't hear this. Or you could just, total badass move, send them both home. Like, this isn't what you guys are here for. This isn't what I want. I want you both to leave.
I would love that.
That
would
have been huge.
That. It's still possible.
It is.
I am disappointed that we didn't get a rose ceremony, of course, at the end of the episode. They've been doing good with that lately. The preview for next week. Did you see that, AB?
Yes.
They made it seem like Colton crosses a line of intimacy with someone. Mm-hmm. Do you buy into that? Are you look okay? Look at your face.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get a safer work prediction for what you think is going to happen?
Who's it with? It's with Hannah, right? Hannah
yeah.
G.
She's that the one in the shower with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Rim. Something's there. Something's going on there.
Okay. All right. You want to know my take?
What?
It's sad. It's sad how jaded I am now. This none of what they implied could possibly be true. This is what they did. They took everyone. All the footage of people crying for the rest of the season and mashed it all together and then cut some sentences in half to make it seem like Colton said, I made the biggest mistake of my life. When really he's probably saying, I'm scared of making the biggest mistake of my life and choosing the wrong person. And Hannah G is sitting next to Demi when Demi's crying about something on the bed.
Okay. So
there's no way
deep.
That they're crying about Hannah G doing something with Colton. It's just not possible.
Rim watched it a few times back.
just twice. She's right there. Hannah G's sitting there while Demi's crying. It's obvious.
Okay. So you think nothing's happened? Nothing happens.
I think nothing happens. Nothing that they implied happens. And you know what? I wouldn't have sleuthed this so hard if I wasn't so disappointed by the episode. I'm just tired of being insulted.
This was
the first producers.
This was the first bad episode of the year.
Yeah.
Man, they all can't be good, Brim. You got to remember that.
No. I don't expect them to be. And the middle episodes are always tough.
Yeah.
It's always tough because the drama has, the true drama makers are kind of gone. And it's obvious who the contenders are and who isn't. We're just kind of waiting around for, when there's 5 or 6 people left, I suppose. Okay. Anything else on the episode again? My sincere apologies for biffing the timeline there with Onyeka and Nicole.
No.
Let's go to the mailbag. Thank you to everyone who sent in questions to the mailbag. The number is 773-234-7794. Again, the number is 773-234-7794. AB, this is from Nikki in Illinois. Who from this group would you least like to see in Paradise? Also, did you change the back of the house music? I like to mix it up every once in a while. I got the whole Saved by the Bell transition music suite downloaded. Nikki, thanks for listening. AB, who do you want to see least on Paradise?
Heather.
Really?
Yeah, I got no... Once you have... The kiss has already happened, so what do we... You're just going to try to force that down my throat some more? I don't want to see her on there.
It would be funny to see her kiss a ton of guys, like 20 dudes on Paradise, just like the seal is
while
broken
out.
Now. Yeah, yeah. For me, the answer is obviously Onyeka. Just not a fan.
See, I don't...
Not a fan.
I didn't have... I feel like she just got mixed up.
Oh, no.
What do you think? Do you think Elise told her that?
It doesn't matter. Even if she did, it's not worth tattling. It's not a tattleable offense. It's nothing. That's a nothing thing.
If you want to become a storyline, you do.
I'm just not a fan. It wasn't just this today or this episode. The whole Onyeka's whole attitude this whole time has been that's something true. I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
Kristen from Oklahoma City. Hi, guys. Is Colton's whole date with Cassie engineered around him hiding excitement? That's my word. In the ocean, under the blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Interesting. Explicit. We're an explicit podcast. Kids, don't listen. The answer is yes. Obviously, that's what was going on. That's the reason they weren't talking. That's the reason they were constantly, torsos were constantly out of view of the viewer. Not in the frame. AB, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. I can't believe this is what we talk about. What do you, this is from Liz in Austin. What do y'all think about the use of the to be continued tonight? I think they should save it for actual drama. Colton clearly does not like either girl that much, and they should have saved it for one of the top people.
I 100% agree with her there. I just don't... these two are such a non-story, it's hard to even get behind. I don't care how dramatic this got. Like, they were yelling at each other, and Colton had to step in. That should be big news, but it wasn't because these two are such non-players out here.
And the not even that they're non-players. The whole concept of their arguments
is worthless. Yeah.
Non-starter.
Yep.
This is from Sarah in Philadelphia. What are your bachelor pet peeves? Mine is for sure when the girls thank the bachelor for doing things that he 100% is not responsible for. Like Tayshia thanking Colton for bringing her to Thailand. Or in the cases of shopping dates, they say, oh my God, I can't believe he bought you all that stuff. It's like, no, that's not... That's not out of it. What do you got any bachelor pet peeves, AB?
Mine is when someone that is such, and it went even like with Nicole. So people that are not contenders acting like they are contenders, like me and Colton, they're going to have the most serious conversation tonight. It's like, no, really, he doesn't care about anything you're going to talk about. You're probably going home. I just don't like when people are not realistic on where they sit. Like if I went on there, you know, I'm probably going home tonight, so I'm just gonna hang with the boys a little bit longer.
hang with the boys, or be like, you know,
that's
we
what
don't
I'm
really
saying
have
to
a
the
connection.
Camera.
Just be honest about it and say, like, we don't really have a connection. I'm gonna swing for the fences if I miss, you know, whatever.
Like, you lose me when you're the 15th person in terms of chemistry. You have the 15th highest chemistry with the bachelor, and you're acting like you're in love.
AB has disdain for non-contenders.
Absolutely.
Get them out of here. My thing is, and it's just fresh off this episode, I don't like when storylines insult our intelligence, when something is so contrived and made up.
Sure.
It just is like, it really makes me, there are times when I'm like, why are we watching this? When the kiss date was one of them. Just, you're wasting our time. Amy from Connecticut. AB, listen up. Do you think that there's any possibility that Danielle Maltby, blonde Danielle from Nick's season, could be in consideration for the next Bachelorette?
Listen.
She's been in the... Let me finish this thing. She's... I know your answer already. She's been in the news a lot lately with the Pauly drama. I don't know who that is. The only Pauly with a Y I know is Pauly D. Oh, let me finish. And has a lot of sympathetic fans. Or do you think because of all the drama, it would be too controversial for ABC to have her be the Bachelorette? I know Colton has a great group of girls through this season, so I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. Amy from Connecticut. Go ahead, AB.
I think she is in consideration, Rim. I really do.
Wow.
You weren't expecting to hear that. I think Kaylin's probably... Kaylin and Hannah, I think, are great choices. And Kaylin, I think, with what happened last week... The storyline,
or Hannah B.
Hannah B. Oh. Which one's which?
Hannah B. is Alabama Hannah.
No,
Hannah
not her.
G. Okay, other Hannah. Yeah,
I think they're both Alabama Hannahs. Actually,
that's probably true.
Go ahead. You think
the one
think,
that he, the one that's actually a contender,
Hannah B. Well, that's, yeah. They're about the same. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, so Danielle, I'm glad this was brought up because it actually touches on one of my other passions in life, which is MTV The Challenge. So Danielle Maltby was dating this guy named Paulie Calafori, who's a Big Brother guy. I'm intertwining so many different reality TV shows now. Anyways, Paulie went on The Challenge and cheated on Danielle on The Challenge in front of the world, okay? Okay. With Cara Maria. Do you know who that is?
I'm a Cara Maria guy.
That's yeah. Okay. Well, he cheated on Danielle. And then he strung both Danielle and Cara Maria on after the season was up, leading up to this season of Bachelor and this season of Challenge. So he was leading them both on. And then Danielle and Cara pulled out all the receipts and just busted his ass. Wow. Busted him out. Like, he was talking to both of us at the same time. They teamed up and dropped a media blitz on Paulie's head. I loved it. Anyways, Danielle is now people love her. He cheated on her for a long time. The story's there. She's all over ABC now. She's on like a Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Interesting.
She's got a shot, Rim.
Interesting. And you know what? Bachelor is almost kind of incestual in how they, you know, you come up in the Bachelor ranks and then they pick you and you're the next Bachelor, Bachelorette. This person, Danielle, now is known by the Bachelor Nation and also known by The Challenge. Like,
she's a big reality star right now.
Yeah. Like, interesting.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think she might have a chance, and she's got that story with Paulie that aired out. It was on like People and Us Weekly and all. It was all over the place for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued by that.
She's got a chance. She's on the short list. I'll put it that way.
Incredible. Yeah. This last one is from Alex in Iowa. AB, this is you. What do you got? What do you got?
Breaking Bachelor news this morning. Okay, yeah. Rim.
Yeah.
Couple things. Cassie, our favorite, going to be a number one on our power rankings.
Stay tuned.
Is
Stay
on tuned. Another reality TV show, Rim. Okay.
Wow.
It aired yesterday. It's airing Come simultaneously.
On. Come on. No.
She is on two reality TV shows. That is a big no-no. It's a big red flag. Okay.
That's usually a death knell for someone's
Absolutely.
Chances.
And it's like The Hills. I watched a couple clips. It looks like The Hills. High budget for, I imagine, how it many.
Looked, I don't know a lot about cinematography,
this.
But it looked fancy.
It
as
looked
shit.
Really
it was
fancy.
Not
I was
reality
confused.
Style.
Yeah, no, it looked well done.
What's it called? What's it called?
Young
Once.
Young Once, yeah.
On Castle Streaming Network, which I've never heard of.
Something on Castle. It actually is. This is their second season, so she's been on two seasons now.
Oh, her Castle first is so season, small that no one knew this.
Yeah, I'm stunned. Stunned that I didn't find out about this until today.
Explain the concept.
In 2014, she was on there with her boyfriend. I don't know the guy's name.
2014? Had to be... We're 16. In 19.
2016.
Okay.
In 2016 was the first season, and it followed like four people. And Cassie was... It's basically Cassie and her boyfriend are the main people. She was basically the star of this reality TV show that is not popular at all. And they were dating. Now, the second season is apparently about how they're no longer together. It's like a catch up on the first season since people were going wild. They needed to find out about what was going on from the first season of Young Ones.
the viewers were
the
like,
viewers
we need more
were demanding a second season. So that happened. A couple glaring things about this, Rim. It taped right before. There's some reports that it taped up until a week before they left for The Bachelor.
Okay, explain what is going on with Cassie on the show, though.
Now,
that's all good stuff to know, but what's going
Cassie
on with Cassie?
Cassie is not with the guy on the show, and the season is about him trying to win her back, and she's closed the door, okay?
So that's about as good of a scenario as you can
have. That's a good
have.
Thing, yep.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that I looked up after I found this out, she went to this it started when she was in college at this place called Biola. I think.
Sounds like a disease, yeah.
It is a private evangelical Christian college, okay?
Okay.
She went there. Side note, Heather went there as well. This isn't
Whoa.
A story on the show.
Oh.
at the same time.
Whoa.
And they didn't
they
run
definitely
in the,
knew each other.
They didn't run in the same circles, but they did know each other. Okay?
I
these
don't
two
like
were friends.
Being duped, AB.
These two
I don't
were
like
friends.
Being lied to.
These two were friends when they showed up in the house. There's not anything about it. But I think it also, it's one of those colleges where you sexual activity is looked frowned upon. And
sure.
There's probably, you know, discipline. If
there, that would
if
explain
they find out
her,
about it.
That would explain her discussion with Colton, which seemed
yep.
kind of weird, but this puts it in better context.
Yep,
she probably graduated a year or two ago. She's
yeah.
23, so
I dug deep. I was on the sexuality and relationships policy on the student handbook of Biola. yeah, I mean,
it's like BYU. That's
yeah, it's
literally
like BYU.
Part of the handbook. Yeah.
There's some stuff. I mean, all there's like a non-gay policy. It's not my. I mean,
not a, no.
I mean, I don't know. Shaking my damn head. That's what I thought when I was reading that.
It should be noted that her ex-boyfriend, total babe.
Yeah, absolute babe.
Real, just Cali. He looks like if Steven from The Hills like got in the gym. You know what I mean? The guy
yeah.
he's got some he's
yeah.
got some beef, and he did. Speaking of Vince Carter, between the legs.
Yeah, he's jamming.
Jam.
He's jamming
between the legs. Unbelievable. Anyway, anything
but
else?
It does add a little bit, like you said, a little more to her what she was talking about. A little information. She wasn't allowed to have sex in college, and she apparently did.
So that would be a thing with her family. That she
that would
be
a thing with
yeah,
her family and her. If she's still in college, I don't know if what she, I think she still is. It says she's.
She's
not,
I think she's some grad. She's doing some grad school stuff.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting development. This doesn't make me look down on Cassie as much as maybe I would some other reality show contestants.
The reality
the
part doesn't, but the school. I mean, I hate to dig into like church and stuff
like
that.
It does make you wonder
like
what Cassie believes.
The beliefs.
Bit.
Like if you're going to a college that doesn't allow all walks of life, it's probably not you're probably not a person that I'd enjoy to hang around
well, hey,
with
hey I mean you don't we don't really know much about either of their beliefs or any of their beliefs
true.
In that thing, so we don't know what Colton does or doesn't. I mean, it's just hasn't really been part of the show. Religion doesn't come up too often, although in past years we have implored them to talk about it because mm-hmm. that's what you talk about in real life with people.
Yep.
But that's just I think that's an interesting development for sure. Paints Cassie in a little bit of different light, but at least she wasn't trying to get back with the guy, or at least she wasn't dating a bunch
yeah.
of guys. It's still, there's a wholesome quality to it that is okay.
Sure.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Bombshell news.
Bombshell
news. I woke up to and text her maybe like, you got to check this out. It's crazy, crazy stuff. I had no idea. All right, let's go to our top four power rankings. We have no batch bracket league update because there's no freaking rose ceremony. Though, again, I will say that I'm livid about Elise leaving.
Yeah.
I had Elise. I put Elise based on the season preview. I put her in my final four. I changed it. I probably had her going home this episode in my initial bracket. Then I put her in my final four. And it's only because of the dress she was wearing.
Wow.
That was a, you know how in the middle of a late rose ceremony, the
yeah.
lead will be like, I gotta go. And then like go outside and Chris will be like, what's wrong, man? And then be like, I gotta talk to so-and-so and figure out if we can do that. You know what I mean? And there's four people left or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, I can't marry, you know, it's coming down to it. I think I put her at three.
Yeah.
Really? I've been duped. I hate being duped.
Yep.
I hope I learned my lesson. All right. Just to recap, 2 weeks ago, I had Elise number one. Last week, I had Elise four. She's gone now. Here's my top four right now. Number one, Cassie. Number two, a Grand Canyon-sized gap. Number three.
You said number one.
Number two is a huge chasm, the likes of which no human has ever seen. It's so deep you
okay,
can't see the bottom
three,
and you can't fly across.
Who's
number
three?
That's my grocer Joe right now.
Yeah.
Number three, Tayshia is number three. Number four is Hannah G. Number four is Hannah G. Hey, Tayshia owned the episode.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Number four is Hannah G. Number five is Kaylin, who got almost no time. The three, four,
you
and five,
you can't extend your You just got to give three people if you're going to do this two as a slot, as a Grand Canyon size.
It's a bit. <You can't. laughs> We have rules about our power rankings. All right. AB, you've violated the rules every episode.
Well,
last season.
I had written down same type of joke here. I was just going to say one and then say no one else. Okay, one is Cassie. But if I'm really giving my four, I'm going Hannah G number two, Kaylin number three, and Tayshia as number four.
I was going to say those three you can mix up. You can make an argument for anybody. If you have anyone but Cassie at number one right now, you're a lunatic.
What are you watching?
All right. That's all we got. Do you have anything else, AB? Any other breaking news? Any other thoughtful comments you want to say? Thanks for listening. How about that? Lean into the mic. Thank the people for listening.
I appreciate you guys for listening.
Thank you for following on the social feeds at RoseCastES. At Rosecast Podcast on Instagram, first one was Twitter, and Facebook / Rosecast Podcast. Thank you for subscribing and sharing with your friends and screenshotting and putting them in your Instagram stories on when you listen on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Podcasts or whatever the case may be. Thank you for listening overall. Very Cavallari returns March 3rd. Have a heavenly day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.